This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 983. Does wearing a mask lower your IELTS speaking score?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Many students are worried about wearing a mask on their IELTS speaking exam. Today, you'll get the strategies to overcome this challenge and still get the highest speaking scores. Listen up and be prepared.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Aubrey, how's your day going?
Hey, my quads are really sore. I started a
that
threw you off. I started a squats competition. It's 5,000 squats in a month.
Oh my gosh.
So we're already at like 75 every day. You get up to where it's like 250 or 300.
Whoa.
And I know, it's a lot. So you know me with the competitions. It's fun. It's motivating. But I'm sore. I like can't walk up the stairs.
Oh my gosh. I haven't been sore in so long. I really need to push myself harder. But I did start a new sort of regime, like morning and night. I do a certain amount of like sit-ups, crunches, and some squats. I like to hold a weight while I'm doing squats, though, like make it faster.
Right. Then you only have to do a few because they're weighted. Yeah.
Because otherwise it takes forever. 250 squats. That's a long time.
I know. I'm going to have to do it in sets too, because the most I can do it once is maybe 40. So I'm going to be doing them like several times throughout the day later in the month.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, keep us up to date.
I will.
Tell us if your legs are like hulking out and you like have to buy new pants. Okay.
Oh, I like hulking out, right? Become the Hulk. I like
Guys,
that.
You should Hulk out your IELTS score. Hulk out is just like get huge and buff, but I think we could use it to describe the size, if you will, of your IELTS score, guys.
Definitely.
Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Take a short quiz. Find out how hulked your IELTS score is. If you're band 6, band 7, band 8, get your score and free. Good for the new year. Free resources.
Yes.
AllEarsEnglish.com/myscore. All right. So we're talking about a very up-to-date topic today.
Yes, exactly, right? Masks at the testing center. Are you going to have to wear a mask? Is it going to throw you off? We get questions from students very often about this. We got a question from Bakrid Nova on YouTube asking us to make a video for speaking with masks. He said he struggled a lot during his first exam. So yeah, we get questions about this a lot. It's a big deal. First of all, you guys, go ahead, Jessica.
Well, I was just going to say, I can't imagine your very first IELTS exam, which, guys, like most people have to take it more than once. Like, you've heard amazing success stories on our show for sure. It is definitely possible to get the scores you need on the first try if you work really, really hard before that. But I mean, a lot of people, to be honest, like are not going to nail those super high scores the first time they take the test, right? And then they get our course. Anyway, I can't imagine having that first like really scary attempt to be with a mask.
I know. I think it would be really difficult. It's hard enough to breathe in a mask, let alone speak clearly.
Yeah.
So it definitely could affect your score if you're not prepared, and we don't want that. So we're going to talk today about how you can make sure it doesn't affect your score. There are strategies that you can do
for
to make sure wearing a mask doesn't affect your speaking score.
Definitely, guys. And, you know, I had a personal coach student, a lovely woman from Japan, just last week. And we did the mock speaking test. And she asked if she could wear the mask during the mock speaking test. And I was like, yeah, that, oh my God, that is such great foresight. Because she needs to practice, right? What is it like to answer IELTS questions while wearing a mask? So she did the whole mock test wearing a mask. So it was great practice. But that's first strategy, guys, is prepare ahead of time. Don't wait until test day. Don't be a person who rocks up to the exam center without even knowing if masks are required, because they might not be in some test centers. I don't know. Every country has different rules. I mean, just in America, every state has different rules right now.
Right, so, exactly.
Just call ahead of time, right? That's the first step. Ask if you do need to wear a mask on the speaking test and during the rest of the exam. If that's the case, do an entire IELTS practice test with a mask on. And then if you do have to wear a mask, which you probably do, practice, right? And make sure you buy a mask. Invest in this little thing that is comfortable to wear on your face for 4 hours, right? Like, make sure that it's okay to be on your face for that long.
Exactly, because some masks are much more comfortable, fit better, and are easier to speak through. Some are quite thick. The disposable ones are very thin, easier to breathe and speak through. So whatever mask you choose, make sure you have practice speaking with it on. Make sure it's comfortable. Make sure you're used to it. And do think about that. You know, you don't want the thickest mask for your IELTS speaking exam.
I tell you, like, it is crazy how many masks we've gone through, like, trying to find ones that are comfortable, and, like, sizes are all different. Like, there's no acceptable, like, measurement sizes yet for masks, because it's still, like, a new product. So take your time, right? Like, buy a few different styles and find the best one for you to be wearing all day, and then practice wearing it all day and do a whole IELTS test at home before you go to the test center. Okay. Now, there's one more thing that I need you guys to know that you might not know, okay? So let me give you some context, okay? Now, if, for example, if you have a speech impediment, I love that word, impediment, an obstacle, a challenge, an issue, a problem, something in the way of speaking clearly. So if there is a physical speech impediment, like a stutter, for example, then students or candidates can get a note from their doctor, show the test center, and that test center must make arrangements to allow for this issue. So, for example, the speaking examiner must give you extra time to answer on the speaking test, right?
Yes, so, and when they're aware of it, then they wouldn't hold it against you, as
exactly.
it were. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the goal, or that's the takeaway here, guys, is that examiners know that everybody has this extra challenge, and they're not gonna just like only give fives now because everyone's wearing masks because it was clearer before. No, like, they will adjust. All right. So no, like, your score is not gonna automatically go down. Right. Because of
Good
a mask,
point.
Okay? Examiners will make allowances when they score you because this is an extra pressure. So there's that. I just want to say the examiner's on your side, okay? So take that anxiety out of your head. Now, when might a mask decrease a score, Aubrey?
So definitely for your pronunciation score, it's vital for fluency and coherence that you are intelligible, that the examiner can understand the words you're saying so they can give you those great points for your pronunciation score. If you're very muffled, mumbling, and they can't understand you, that score will go down. So it's vital that you slow down, enunciate your words, be more expressive than you usually would, and even use hand gestures to be more interesting, more engaging, more dynamic to make up for the mask.
Exactly. Guys, Aubrey said we're going to give you strategies. These are strategies, guys, for overcoming this extra challenge. Like Aubrey said, we've had so many students tell us that this is a problem. This is a worry for them. And students who have experienced this on test day and thought, you know what? I would have gotten higher scores if I didn't have to wear a mask. So don't let that be you, guys. Write down these strategies today. Work this into your study plan, into your practice, and into your test day preparation. So guys, in order to get over the possibility that your words will be muffled, muffled is like they all run together, they're a little bit quiet, and ultimately it means the examiner cannot understand everything you're saying, which, guys, on a speaking test, that's kind of a thing. So in order to not let your pronunciation and your fluency scores go down, we have to strategically make sure the examiner can understand us, okay? So just to review the strategies Aubrey gave you, okay? Enunciate, which means say every sound very clearly, and you probably have to slow down a little bit in order to do that. Guys, that will not get in the way of your fluency score. That will help your fluency score, okay? And then be more expressive, right? That means put more intonation, put bigger emotions in your voice, and use hand gestures. I know that, like, communication-wise, if I'm trying to get a point across, especially if there's a communication challenge, I definitely use my hands more.
Yes, exactly, right? Just a couple of days ago, you guys heard the podcast with Karen, the interview. She's from Colombia. If you didn't miss it, check it out, because a friend had told her that she wouldn't have to wear a mask, that she'd be able to take it off, and they were wrong. She found out when she got there that she had to wear her mask for the speaking exam. So she wasn't expecting that, but she said she didn't let it throw her off. These are the strategies she used, right? She enunciated more. She slowed down, made sure to make eye contact, used hand gestures. So definitely listen to her experience for what to do, because she ended up getting a very good score in spite of thinking she wouldn't have to wear the mask. But she said she also had prepared. She was, you know, practicing with the mask on and using our three keys strategies to make sure that she was ready just in case. So definitely, no matter what, prepare, plan to have to wear it just in case.
It's funny because I just posted that as an IGTV video on our Instagram today, that interview you did with Karen. So I was just looking at that this morning, and she got a 7.5 on speaking,
which is amazing.
Yeah. So definitely, guys, listen to that episode. So what else are you scored on besides pronunciation and fluency and coherence? Well, vocab and grammar. And on the face of things, right, you would think a mask isn't going to hurt those scores, but it can if you're nervous because of the mask and you end up making more mistakes, which everybody does when they're nervous, right? So again, slow down. We're going to say this for a third time here. Slow down, guys. And then also remember, you could take a breath at the beginning of like part one, part two, part three, or any answer for that matter. You could take a breath. It will not count as a hesitation to ruin your fluency score because it's natural. Guys, we all breathe. We are humans. And furthermore, a mask makes it hard to get enough oxygen sometimes. And it's just a great natural way to buy time, right? So for example, if someone asks me a question that's hard, I often take a deep breath and I'm like, oh, okay, let's see, right? So you have that deep breath, those filler phrases. Guys, definitely use that strategy if you have to. And then also just honestly acknowledge out loud, narrate the awkwardness, the strangeness of the situation. Because when we name the situation, right, first of all, it buys time because you're speaking. And secondly, it's like, okay, get it out there, say it's weird and move on.
Yes, right? You could just say, oh, these masks are the worst. I understand why they need to be worn, but I hope you can understand me, okay? This is a little awkward to be talking to you through this mask, but I'll do my best.
Right. Ooh, and then you could work in some of the vocabulary from Monday's episode, right? You could be like, okay, I just want to say, first of all, this mask is not that comfortable, but I'm trying to be a Pollyanna about all of this jazz. I love jazz. and so I'll do my best.
There you go. I'm going to look on the bright side and just do my best. I feel like with the slowing down, I think so many of our students think that in order to get a high fluency score, they need to speak as fast as a native or as fast as they imagine native speaking. And that's just not accurate. If you're trying to speak so fast, you, first of all, won't be able to think of what you're wanting to say next.
Yeah.
And then you end up pausing, and that is what ruins your fluency score. So get rid of that false stereotype. You don't have to speak really fast. Yeah. You want to speak clearly, especially when you're wearing mask. Speak clearly, slow down so that you can have the time to enunciate your words and think of what to say next.
Yeah, totally. Guys, go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. This is your first step if you want to prepare for the highest IELTS scores, right? I mean, we're talking about preparation today, making sure that you won't have problems on test day, right? Like, how do we do that? It is the work you put in before test day. So as we said, you need to practice with a mask, right? But also, guys, know what your score would be now. Don't pay to take the exam just to find out your score. Take our free short quiz, get your estimated IELTS band score, and then you know how much work you have to do to increase your scores. And guys, we made resources for each level. So say you get estimated band score 6, estimated band score 7, whatever you get on that quiz, you get resources just for that level, guys. So go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. That is the perfect place to start your determined and intentional IELTS preparation this year.
Yes. Awesome. Thanks for chatting with me, Jessica. This is good. I think this is very helpful for students. You know what to expect. You know how to prepare so that mask won't stand in your way.
I love it. All right, Aubrey, have a wonderful rest of the week.
Thanks, you too. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.